Pop Spotting 122.
Tuesday, September 6th, 2011.
You and Dad hooked up. Ever talk to you about his vision? About what he wanted from the club?
A brotherhood. Family.
Running guns?
Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's TV Tuesday. We're here to cover a show that I have been a fan of for a while, and people have actually wrote in to mention to us. It's Sons of Anarchy. Mm-hmm. Season 4 debuts tonight on FX.
That's right. Now, of course, following our Mafia family discussion with The Sopranos last week, of course, we move on to another lovable, friendly cast of characters, a biker gang. Now, the Sons of Anarchy series was created by Kurt Sutter. He was also behind The Shield. It premiered in 2008 on FX. It is now the network's highest rated series ever. And I have to ask you, I mean, of all the series we've discussed, some of them, you know, tougher sells than others, this was the hardest sell for me, the one that I was most resistant to. Why did you get interested in watching Sons of Anarchy in the first place?
I don't really know. It had really okay. good buzz. People were saying good things about it. And it just sounded really interesting to me. And I started watching season one. And for some reason, I lost track of it halfway through. And I kind of wasn't really interested. And the season finale happened, and I forgot about it until they announced that Henry Rollins was going to have a really big part in season two. And I'm a really big fan of Henry Rollins. So I started watching season two, and I realized I had missed a little bit of the action in season one. So I picked up the season one episodes later, and I've been a devoted fan ever since.
And I will admit, I am a fan myself. Devoted's a little strong for me. I mean, it took a while for me to get aboard. And, you know, there's a lot of strikes against Sons of Anarchy. It's about a biker gang. They're not exactly delivering stuffed animals to cancer kids. They're engaged in criminal enterprises. They are violent. There is a lot of infighting. There is a lot of sweaty, hairy men. I mean, it's a testosterone fest, except for one key character, which we'll get to. But yeah, I'm enjoying it as well. It's about a biker gang. They live in Charming, a fictional town in Northern California, and the name of their gang is the Sons of Anarchy Motorcycle Club Redwood Original.
Or Sam Crow.
So when they refer to Sam Crow, that's the name of their club. And as is set up pretty early on, the backstory is that the club was set up in the 60s by a couple of Vietnam vets. You had John and Piney. But where the series picks up, it's being led by a guy named Clay Morrow. And he's married to Gemma. Now, Gemma is the widow of one of those original founders. And the two of them have a son who's really, I think, the center of the series, named Jackson.
Clay is played by Ron Perlman. Gemma is played by Katie Segal. And she's really the best part of the show.
I agree.
And Charlie Hunnam plays Jax. Now, this show is often described as Hamlet on bikes because there's a power struggle between Jax and his stepfather Clay, as well as other members of this really dysfunctional family. The club is really a tight-knit bunch of people, even though they have fights and disagreements and do some things that are not so nice. They really are a family, and they really function as a family in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's certainly a family drama. I mean, just a very unlikely family drama. I mean, that is really key to what makes, I think, Sons of Anarchy so compelling. Yes, they're a biker gang, a biker club. They're dealing with smuggling weapons and doing protection business, very similar perhaps to The Sopranos. They have an auto shop that is the front for all of this stuff. They're fighting drug dealers. They're dealing with law enforcement, they're fighting with each other, but the primary struggle is, what should the club do? What is the mission? What was the vision of those founders? And are they going down the right path? And Clay has his ideas of what Sam Crow should be, and Jax has a different idea of what Sam Crow should be. And certainly don't forget Gemma, the wife, the mother, the fantastic Katie Segal, also very strong opinions and has a lot of influence in the club as well.
We've gotten the sense a little bit throughout the show that John, who was the founder of Sam Crow and Jax's dad, was a little bit of a hippie, and he really envisioned something completely different from what either Gemma or Clay envisioned for the club. And Gemma is such an interesting figure because we're told early on in the show what the role of women is in the club, which is to say they don't have a role. They're there for the guys in whatever ways the guys want them. But Gemma isn't satisfied with that. And part of this whole power struggle is her trying to carve out her own role, to carve out a little bit of power for herself.
And I mean, I do like what you said in terms of where women are in this show. There are some important female characters, whether it's in the gang, whether it's in law enforcement, whether it's elsewhere, but they are pretty much subjugated. They are pretty much, you know, pushed around. Their possessions to be fought over. I mean, it is one point of contention or complaint about Sons of Anarchy. I would say you're selling the series short if that's all you see, but I also kind of give them credit for being realistic, because I would say that in my understanding of how motorcycle gangs work, that might be how it really is. And Katie Sagal, even if she was trying to play one of these arm candies or accessories for these bikers, she wouldn't stand for that. She is exactly the correct actress for someone who is not one of the guys. In fact, I mean, she's not even aspiring to be one of the guys. She's something bigger than that, better than that. She is a queen in this organization.
The show has often been described as Hamlet on bikes.
Right.
And Clay refers to Gemma as his queen, and another character in passing refers to Jax as the little prince. And it's really, when you keep that in the back of your mind, it really adds some kind of a gravity to what you're seeing. It's no longer a series about a bunch of criminals. It's kind of Shakespearean.
I do sense the Shakespearean angle. And yes, it is explicitly described as Hamlet on bikes. In fact, if you're familiar with the story of Hamlet, you can get a pretty good idea for what the longer arc of the show is and what might happen to some of these characters. So, I mean, maybe that's a spoiler alert, but they do follow that. I do like that. I mean, it is in many ways a grander exploration of tests of loyalty, of family secrets and betrayals, and of course, love and hate and children and legacy and all of that stuff. But, you know, you said John, the founder, is kind of a hippie. There's also sort of the realism of it, where they can't just be that. They have to be more, that the world we live in is a lot more complex. And in the series, they deal with other problems. They deal with other issues. It's not simple. You have other biker gangs. You have the Mayans and the Devil's Tribe and the Grim Bastards and the One-Niners. And there's, of course, the IRA is involved at some point. You've got the Aryan, you know, Brotherhood and white supremacists and all sorts of unsavory characters pretty much descend upon poor Charming or otherwise get entangled with this group, with the Sons. And what I do like about the show is that, yes, you've got a biker gang. They're dangerous. They're doing illegal things. They're violent. But sometimes they're not the worst people to have on your side because of some of the evils that they have to contend with, because of some of the bad guys that have to be faced by these bad guys.
The scariest bad guy, the leader of the Aryans, is played by Mitch Pileggi, who was Agent Skinner on the X-Files.
Right, right.
And I always liked Agent Skinner's character, and it's been really strange to see him play such a evil, hateful person.
Well, I really do like the bad guys on Sons of Anarchy, and I have to kind of giggle because bad guy is relative here, but there was also, in this most recent season, we had a very familiar face playing the head, or, you know, one of the bosses of the IRA.
The Man in Black.
That's
Titus
right.
Titus Welliver plays Jimmy O'Fallon, who is the leader of the IRA in Ireland, and they were dealing guns to the Sons at one point.
Well, let's get back to the family at the core of this. We did share our love of Katie Sagal playing Gemma, but the entire series pretty much is from the perspective centered around that little prince of Jax, played by Charlie Hunnam. And I mean, do you feel that, given his pivotal role, that he's really doing what we need from our Hamlet in the Sons of Anarchy?
Jax is a very complicated character because we've seen him go through a lot of things. Like at the very beginning of the show, he becomes a father, but his son has a whole host of health problems, not the least of which he's born to a drug addict, and he has a very difficult relationship with a doctor named Tara, who's played by Maggie Siff. And it's really kind of interesting to see Jax's journey, especially in his relationships with the rest of the club.
Well, I think that he does a great job. I think Charlie Hunnam is fantastic as Jax. He is, you know, identifiable and believable and someone that you do want to follow in the course of the series. He's appropriately brooding when he needs to be, and pensive and doubtful and having second thoughts, just like good old Hamlet. But he also takes action. You know, he takes direct and decisive action. He makes strategic plays. He also makes rash decisions. I mean, he's trying to hold his family together. He's trying to hold the club together. He's challenging Clay here and there, and he's fighting off these bad baddies. But I do feel that you don't always sense that he's the protagonist of the overall story, because he is often overshadowed by the other two. He's often overshadowed shadowed by Katie Sagal as Gemma and certainly by Clay as Ron Perlman. I mean, Perlman as the leader of this gang, as the elder, as someone who is both, you know, wise and has the history and carries a lot of authority, but could still be immensely dangerous. I mean, I think Perlman is a solid performer and someone that I really enjoy every time he's on screen.
Clay is cool, almost too cool. I think there's something right. going on in that head of his, because sometimes you can see a little twinkle in his eye, or maybe something more sinister than a twinkle. And it's really fun to watch Ron Perlman act out whatever this is that's going on inside Clay's head.
Yeah, I mean, most of these other characters, and Jax in particular, does a lot of talking. I think Perlman's Clay, you know, speaks with his actions, speaks with just his body posture. He sits way back. He stands apart. He has his sunglasses on, and he says a lot more without words than he does with the dialogue. So I do enjoy Ron Perlman, but this is, as they say, an ensemble show. There are many members of Sam Crow. Any other characters and actors that are standouts that folks should keep an eye on?
Mark Boone Jr. plays Bobby, and if you can use the word jolly to describe any of these men, you could use it for Bobby, because he's really the sweetest of all of them, I think. He's the most tender-hearted. He's really kind of a family guy, and he sidelines as an Elvis impersonator.
That's right. I mean, jolly or even really soft-hearted is a difficult word to apply to any member of this gang, but I guess if the Sons needed someone to play Santa Claus at their Christmas party, it would probably be Bobby.
Yeah, one of the minor storylines that I really enjoyed is the one involving Chibs. Chibs is played by Tommy Flanagan. Chibs was raised in Ireland, and he was a member of the Royal Army until he was kicked out for terrorist activity. And he had a wife and a daughter, but his wife left him for Jimmy O'Fallon, who was Titus Welliver's character. And things have been really complicated, to say the least. And it's really nice to see a family relationship that's approaching normal. But the interesting thing about Tommy Flanagan is he's very distinctive looking. You've seen him in minor roles in The Game and The Gladiator, but
right.
you recognize him because he has these large facial scars running from the corners of his mouth up his cheeks, and he sustained these in a knife fight. And the interesting thing is these scars have been written into his character, and they're actually part of the plot in late in season 3.
Well, I like that touch for sure. Who else is in the club? You've got a pair. You've got Juice and you've got Tig. They're played by Theo Rossi and Kim Coates.
It seems like whenever the Sons have a plan and it goes wrong because somebody does something kind of stupid, it seems like it's Juice that does it
right.
most of the time. And Tig is an interesting character because there's always been some kind of unspoken thing between him and Gemma. And I'm wondering where that's going since she's married to Clay. And it's stated more or less that Gemma and Clay are happy.
I mean, I think they're a great couple, but yes, I mean, there is something with Tig. I mean, didn't they make out? They got a little, I mean, something that certainly you don't want Clay finding out about. There's Opie, a pretty pivotal character toward the end of season 3. Well, actually, through season 2 and 3, Opie played by Ryan Hurst.
Opie's character and loyalty are called into question during the series, and that sets off a chain of events that really shakes up the club and changes things.
Absolutely. Now, there's a lot more. I mean, you've got Piney played by William Lucking, one of the founders of the club, and other members, but I do want to jump over to the other side, the law enforcement side. A couple of key characters. You've got the police chief, Wayne Unser, played by Dayton Cali. And, I mean, what do you think about that guy?
Wayne is in a very difficult position, because he is the chief of police. He has to uphold the law. But on the other hand, these guys are all his friends. And I think he really sees the Sons as the least of all evils in his town. And I think he also sees the Sons as the last line of defense between his townspeople and the really bad people.
Right. I mean, I do like that in any small town, the line between good and bad is pretty fuzzy, that friendships can kind of transcend the rule of law. I do think that Dayton Cali does a good job when he has to portray someone who's got to negotiate with the club, with the bikers, who's got to deal with these evil forces coming into his town, and has got to deal with, you know, the feds trying to come in and shake things up as well. His character, a lot of times, though, is to me the most cartoonish one, the most stock character, the most, you know, left over from Dukes of Hazzard remake sometimes. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm fully sold. I think they can do a lot more with him, or at least with this role, with this position in this town. And I do think at least for that, they've set things up pretty interestingly for the upcoming season. But speaking of the feds, in this last season, we had Agent June Stahl, played by Ali Walker. And say what you will about her relationship with the Suds, I think that she was a great character.
She was a great character because she was not afraid of Gemma at all, and she was as smart as Gemma, and she was willing to go to whatever ends she had to go to protect her career. And what was merely sinister at the beginning of season three became just seething evil at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I like the turn that she took. I mean, I like the progression that she made from, you know, really ambitious law enforcement to really, really bad, awful person. And in terms of her, you know, battles with Gemma, she stood her own. I think she handled well. I think she was a great foil for Gemma's character. So that progression was fantastic to watch. And again, I mean, a really good setup for where we pick things up tonight, picking up at the start of season four. Speaking of which, I did want to get your opinion on the three previous seasons of Sons of Anarchy. I think each was a pretty distinct and well-planned arc. But before we get to that, are there any other actors or characters that you wanted to mention?
Well, I mentioned Henry Rollins, and I started watching the show because of him, and I own a lot of Henry's spoken word material. And A.J. Weston, his character, was an angry, violent racist, and Henry Rollins is pretty much the exact opposite of that. And it was kind of interesting to see Henry try to inhabit this character, knowing the kind of guy that he actually is.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. And I did want to mention just briefly Half Sack, the character Half Sack. You'll have to watch the show to know why he has that nickname, but played by Johnny Lewis. He was a really great character. I mean, fun to watch and certainly pivotal in the early part of the show.
Yeah, he does have a really pivotal role in a key scene. So I think the less said about Half Sack, the better.
All right. So those are just a few of the characters we love in Sons of Anarchy, and it really is about the characters. But I did want to kind of wrap with a overall view of the series. It's been around for three seasons, and essentially you had season one, where everything happened in Charming. It was about the baby daddy drama and all of that. There was, of course, an investigation. There was assassinations. There was challenges and problems between Jax and Clay. Season two, we learn more about the outside forces coming in, trying to adjust and dealing with that and still surviving as a group. There's a porn company, there's more drugs, you've got framing, you've got kidnapping. And finally, season three, this last season, actually left Charming and went to deal with the IRA, and there was actually kind of parallel stories, what was happening in the small town in Northern California, what was happening overseas. I did see that as a natural progression, as we see with many shows, pulling back the lens further and further to see more of the world. But I do think the seasons were different enough and well-defined enough that I want to know if you had a favorite, either a favorite season or a favorite storyline or arc that you want someone to really focus on if they get into this series.
I think season one lays the foundation. It tells you exactly what's going to happen. Jax has family struggles and there are power struggles and the ATF starts to come in. This is like where everything starts. But season two had the most rich characters, from Adam Arkin playing Evan Zobel, who we think is a racist, but he's really out to just save his own skin. And there's a lot of interesting things happening.
And actually Gemma's character in season two has, I think, the biggest challenge of her entire life.
Yeah,
and I mean,
absolutely.
Really, really top-notch performance by Katie Sagal in season two. I mean, to me, that's my favorite season. But what about season three, which I think is really what I wanted to ask you about?
Season three was so dense and so confusing because you had Gemma and you had what was going on in Ireland, and the story behind Gemma and her father got kind of weird because there was the storyline with the maid, and then there's similar family drama going on in Ireland. But the last two episodes of the series really pulled all of those threads together, and while it did leave me scratching my head, I was really satisfied.
Well, I mean, so for me, season three was the weakest for me. It was the one that I was like, I don't know where they're going to go. You know, they pulled the lens so far up, I thought that they lost traction. You know, they weren't touching the ground anymore. There was so much going on. It was a little too much to me. And you talked about the final two episodes. They were fantastic. They did try to pull all of these things together, and they did, you know, really ramp up the tension and the excitement and some really shocking decisions and some big twists. For me, at least one of those key twists wasn't earned. It was a little too much. It was like, where did that come from? And I did feel like they had written themselves into a corner and just came up with a convenient answer. But despite that, there were also significant reveals in terms of the long-term underlying storyline, the whole Hamlet question when you've got John and Clay and Jax and Gemma. I really did like that. It still made me very excited for where we're going to pick up tonight. But I do hope that season four brings us closer to home and more toward Charming and more time specifically with the characters that we love the most. That's Sons of Anarchy on FX. Season 4 starts tonight. Without any spoilers, is there anything you're looking forward to with this season?
Danny Trejo.
Ah, well, yeah, that's not too much of a spoiler. Danny Trejo is going to be joining the cast here and certainly looking forward to that. I mean, we just saw him in Heat and, yep, of course, he's Machete, so that'll be fantastic. We also have Rockman Dunbar joining the cast on the law enforcement side. He was from Prison Break, and Ray McKinnon, he was in the previous season, but I think we're going to see more of him as well. So once more, tonight on FX, season 4 of Sons of Anarchy, it returns to the airwaves. That's our take, and if you tune in tonight, we'd love to hear your thoughts on the show, whether you're a longtime hardcore fan or if you're a brand new viewer.
We'd like to hear your thoughts about Sons of Anarchy or anything else we cover here on the show. You can leave a comment on our blog at popspotting.net, drop us a line at feedback@popspotting.net, or leave a voicemail at 815-310-0808.
You can also connect with us at facebook.com/popspotting or twitter.com/popspotting.
Don't be late tomorrow, because we're hitting the road to take you on a personal tour of our favorite Hawaiian island.
Don't miss that. Now, thanks to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, but we must say mahalo a nui loa to you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Jen.
And I am Ryan.
TTYL.
TTFN.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.